Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego power impacts achieving with one's potential, recognizing the service in what they are doing, and ultimately coming to know their life's purpose. We'll be looking at how higher ego power affects a person's ability to recognize and work with their abilities, which can unfortunately be destructive and harmful to themselves and others. They often take a very competitive approach in which they strongly link achievement using their abilities as empowering beyond what would be appropriate, an empowerment in which they can come to see themselves as better than others and competitors as enemies. Their sense of service is distorted as the emphasis in the use of their abilities is mainly focused on serving themselves in ways that are intended to further empower themselves. The idea of serving others, or even God, is far more secondary, if not non-existent, as this represents for them giving away power, control, or influence, which they are very reluctant to do. Service for them often represents weakness and disempowerment. This approach to working with their abilities and failure to genuinely serve others leads to an absent sense of their human and divine purpose, no matter how much they have achieved or how successful they are. Their human purpose, their human sense of purpose, is often lacking because it's all been about serving themselves, even when they are pretending to be serving others. Their divine purpose is also lacking because they are not being the love, life, and energy God is within the use of their abilities, within their work, and within their service to others, themselves, and God. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity. Ego stupidity that's rooted in ego energy, which is affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting one's efforts to achieve, to use our potential, and to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy that is serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the linkage between achieving with the talents we've been given, the awareness of the service we're providing and here to provide, which we get to decide, and how that ultimately impacts the sense of purpose and meaning, both human and divine, that we can experience within our life's work. We'll be looking at what happens when a person has higher ego power and its impact in those areas. Higher ego power brings with it an intensive empowerment in one's life. There is an intense need to exert control over what is taking place in one's life, which includes the use of their abilities and working to achieve with them. Achievement with their abilities often has the end of feeding into their needs to feel power, control, and influence over things and people in their life. The notion of serving others or experiencing a sense of purpose in what they are doing isn't on their radar, because they experience a disconnect between the use of their abilities and the service to others for which they can be used, and their higher ego power is the source of that disconnect. Ultimately, they can experience no real sense of meaning and purpose to their life due to this disconnect, and they settle for the physical and psychological pleasures that often come with their successes and achievement, of which there can be many. Unfortunately, there is an emptiness and hollowness to their existence because it has been all about them. They are often overly self-confident in their abilities, thinking they are better than everyone else, when they often aren't. This reinforces their sense of empowerment. Being better or being the best are ideas they create from the foundation of their higher ego power. They often look down on the abilities and performances of others, which is another way they often try to empower themselves with these negative and destructive comparisons. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people do experience these difficulties, because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of them are living in roles such as the ultra-competitor, the control freak, and the exploiter that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego power, voice, or energy is talking to and through you in your life when it comes to achievement, service, and experiencing a sense of meaning and purpose in it. And here is the first symptom. You think your accomplishments reflect the better person you are in comparison to others. People with higher ego power often like to utilize their successes, their achievements, their accomplishments in some ways as a reflection of how much more they are than others. This is a way by which they empower themselves. Here are a few questions for you to consider in regards to this particular symptom. Do you see yourself as being superior to others based on your successes and achievement? People with higher ego power often point to those successes and those achievements as an indication of their superiority to others. Do you enjoy looking down on others and negatively comparing them to you? Again, another thing that people with higher ego power like to do is to put others down, to look down on others. It's another way to empower themselves by putting others down, as well as building themselves up. Also, do you want others to recognize and acknowledge your accomplishments? For people with higher ego power, it's often very important that they feel that others can also see what they can so plainly see, how much greater than or more important than, how much more successful they have been relative to others. It adds to their sense of empowerment when they can get other people to do that. And also, do you need people to recognize your superiority? Sort of follows along with the previous question and comments that people with higher ego power really want this acknowledgement because it's a reflection of, it feeds into their sense of empowerment, which they enjoy immensely. So think about some of these questions and the symptoms. Does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to go next to the next symptom, which is that you think your accomplishments are as important to others as they are to you. You think your accomplishments are as important to others as they are to you. People with higher ego power often extend the significance of their accomplishments as though they not only matter to themselves, but they also matter greatly to others. And so here are some questions that kind of tie in with that symptom. Do you think people are spending lots of time admiring you? People with higher ego power often have this sense that other people are looking upon them or gazing upon them in a very positive light and that they're admiring them. And this kind of happens because of their narcissism, the emphasis on themselves and being the most important thing, and having others see them as being the most important thing. And their egocentrism, again, it's all about me. I'm the only thing that really matters when it comes to this stuff about achievement and accomplishment. Others are far more secondary, if at all existent. Also, do you think people are spending more time focusing on your successes than their own? The person with higher ego power often thinks that the person, other people are, maybe they're experiencing successes, but they're not really looking or dwelling upon them as much as they are my successes. They are focusing on me and what I've accomplished relative to their own. In a way, getting caught up in thinking about other people's successes or thinking that they are thinking about their achievements and successes is disempowering. It has to be about me. It has to be about what I'm doing, and I need to focus on that, and they need to focus on that. Another question about this. Do you find it difficult to focus on the achievements and successes of others? This is the idea that you, the higher ego power person, have a difficult time looking upon others and acknowledging their successes and their victories, their accomplishments, their achievements. And part of the difficulty for doing this is because that is experienced as disempowering. It takes the focus off of me and it puts the focus on others. And I don't want that to be the case for people with higher ego power. It has to be about me. And one more question. Do you find it difficult to celebrate the accomplishments of others? You know, playing them up, building them up, is not something that is very easily done for people with higher ego power, because again, it moves the focus away from them and their significance, their needed sense of empowerment via the importance, the achievements that they have accomplished in their lives that make others less significant. So, thinking about these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to another symptom. You think of your competitors as enemies. People with higher ego power not only may come to a place of maybe disliking competitors because they're trying to take away some of their empowerment, or can be viewed at a very deep level as trying to disempower them, but that they are almost at the level of being enemies, somebody that they really, really, really dislike. So do you resent and do you feel anger toward competitors? Do you resent them? Do you feel anger? Do you feel as if competitors are trying to steal something that belongs to you? For many times, people with higher ego power resent others because it's as if they're trying to take away their empowerment, the empowerment that they get from achievement, from success, from accomplishment, and as if the competitor is trying to do that when they're just competing just like anybody else. In a way, do you feel you need to destroy competitors? And by destroy, I mean trying to vanquish them to the point that they never threaten you again in your area that you are seeking to accomplish. And also, do you look upon defeat and losing to competitors as intolerable? That's just something that's not able to happen. I can never let that happen, would be the mindset of people with higher ego power, because to have that occur is another way of becoming weakened, to become disempowered, to lose control over the things that a person wants to have in their life. So, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we're going to take a look at some more symptoms before we go on to reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue looking at symptoms of when higher ego power is impacting a person's ability to achieve with their potential, to offer service to themselves, others, and God, and to experience a sense of meaning and purpose in their life. And here is the next symptom. You think you're rightfully justified in using any means necessary, including illegal or unethical ones, to defeat your competitors. People with higher ego power often feel a strong need to win, to succeed, to achieve, and they won't let anything stand in their way in the effort to do so. So this means that things that could be illegal or unethical or immoral are things that they will be willing to engage in because the ultimate end is to be successful, to achieve, and to win. So do you have a need to win at all costs? A need to win at all costs, no matter what happens or who gets hurt in the process. Do you think that the ends justify the means, meaning that doing these, that succeeding and achieving and winning and accomplishing are all the means by which you can justify the means to getting there, that can include those things I said earlier, the illegal things, the immoral things, the harmful or destructive things that may need to occur in order for that to happen? Are you willing to cheat in order to win? People with higher ego power are willing to win. It's the need for empowerment, to feed their needs for empowerment, which allow them to accept cheating or manipulation or exploitation in order to accomplish the goal of winning. And are you okay with yourself in knowing that you cheated to win? People with higher ego power can find their way to being okay with whatever they have done in the effort to achieve, even if it involves the things that I just mentioned, such as manipulation and exploitation and even victimization, anything that's necessary to accomplish the goal of succeeding, to achieve, to win. Our next symptom. You have difficulty giving others the credit they deserve when they have defeated you. The person with higher ego power has a very difficult time allowing or offering people acknowledgement or credit if they have been successful in winning or beating them in a competition or of some sort. Because when they would do this, if they do this, they experience that as weakening themselves, as disempowering themselves, as a loss of control. And this runs very deep in who they are, and they can't let that happen. So they have a difficult time. And so what often can happen is, do you look for explanations for why you lost? Explanations can be rationalizations, things like, well, they were just lucky, or I just had a bad day, or they cheated me. You know, these are ways of sort of covering up the loss that they encountered and to try to retain the sense of empowerment. Also, do you have difficulty seeing the talents and abilities of your competitors? People with higher ego power really don't want to see the talents and abilities of others, because to do so, again, would make them feel disempowered, would make them feel weaker than this other person. So in a way, they try to keep their distance from what other people's talents and abilities are, so that they can retain some sense of empowerment or greater sense of empowerment. And also, do you have difficulty admitting that your competitors were better than you? You know, this kind of gets into this sportsmanship thing. And, you know, most of us who have competed in sports learned along the journey that we were going to have to accept failure. And that's part of what's known as sportsmanship, as well as the humility of accepting victory. When people with higher ego power, they just have a difficult time allowing themselves to acknowledge that their competitors were better than them, because this, again, reflects a form of disempowerment. And also, do you have difficulty, we're going on to a next symptom, do you have difficulty freely offering the use of your talents in the service of others. This is this notion of serving others and not just yourself, that this is a very difficult thing for people with higher ego power to do. Again, it's as if they are giving something away to other people, and offering service is a form of giving to other people. And the process of giving is experienced as a weakening of oneself, as a loss of control, as a loss of power. So this process of giving always has to be met with some form of receiving. You may have heard the term transactional. These people with higher ego power are extremely transactional. There is no giving without receiving to be received in return. So some questions that kind of tie in with this symptom. Do you have difficulty doing something for others and not expecting anything in return? You know, selfless giving, offering without expecting to get anything in return, that's not something that people with higher ego power can do very well. Or does the idea of giving without receiving sound stupid to you? It's not only considered to be wrong, but it sounds for people with higher ego power like it's stupid. Who would do that? Who would ever give somebody something and not get something in return? And also, do you keep score in regards to how much you have given and how much you have received? People with higher ego power do what I would call keeping score. They keep track of how much they've given and how much they have received. And oftentimes they need to receive more than they've given, because by getting more in return, it's as if they retain their sense of empowerment over other things and other people. So these are some questions in regards to that symptom. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Now we're going to go ahead and take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego power person's ability, difficulties with achieving, serving, and knowing their life's purpose. Now, some of these may seem strange or weird or wrong or even funny, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher ego power, it often leads them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, affecting their ability to achieve, to serve others, and to know their life's purpose. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they think, feel, or do are normal, like cheating or exploiting others, when it comes to their efforts to achieve. But they're not. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism, which the higher ego power person is looking through to see what's taking place in their life. And these are intelligent and spiritual and imperfect and mentally stable people. But they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, higher ego power energy. And they can remain stuck there, unfortunately, until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. Now, they can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of understanding what ego is and isn't, coming to understand the survival energy that ego is, and how it has power, flexibility, and vulnerability woven into it, as well as understanding that your ego doesn't have an intellect, it doesn't have an awareness of what it is and what it's doing in your life, and it doesn't have an intentionality. It's not out to get you, it's not out to get God, it's not out to do anything like that, because it has no awareness of what it's doing within your life. Just the way the brain has no awareness, or the heart has no awareness, but they're working to keep you alive. The next part of ego medicine is being able to tune into your ego energy. Being able to know and understand the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability that's comprised of your ego energy. Something that I help you to do with my works, my books, my podcast, and my website. And also, the third ingredient to ego medicine is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based truth disconnected, thoughts and beliefs that we created, not ego, with those which are connected to truth and reality, human and divine. And the next part of our program will deal with this third contributor to ego medicine. We'll be looking at the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher ego power bring into their efforts to achieve, offer service, and recognize their purpose. And here is the first reflection. Achievement and success are more important than anything else. People with higher ego power are often caught up in this inaccurate, non-reality-based thought that somehow achievement and success are more important than anything else. This is ego stupidity that feeds into some additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which includes the notion that financial and career success are the means by which to get the best out of life. This idea that the best out of life comes from experiencing financial and career success. Keep in mind that people with higher ego power are often neglecting things like health success, as I would call it, or family success, as I would call it, or marital success. And there are lots of other areas of life that are quite important that are often being neglected by the person with higher ego power. Another inaccurate thought connected to this area is that financial and career success alone will give me a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning. The idea that you can build your sense of service and purpose exclusively on the financial and career success that you are experiencing. And I can say that a lot of times people who have been successful often begin to ask the question to themselves, is that all there is to life? Meaning they've been very successful, they've accomplished a lot in some respects, but there's this absent sense of meaning and purpose, this absent sense of service within their life that is creating concerns or issues. So that is another thought that often happens, or the idea that the sense of purpose can come from financial and career success alone. And I guess one more irrational or inaccurate thought is that I'm not failing in other important areas. The idea that things aren't going less well or maybe poorly in my health or in my adjustment and relationships with my family members, particularly my children, whom I may be neglecting due to my preoccupation with a success, or even in my marital relationship. So that's an inaccurate, non-reality-based thought that's often playing out. When your higher ego power is healing, you begin to realize that achievement and success involve more than what you've been considering. And until then, when you're thinking that achievement and success are the most important things in life, and more important than anything else, then that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to another reflection of ego stupidity, which is, I am superior to others. Now, that seems rather obvious, but it's not that obvious to the higher ego power person. They think that. They think they are more than. They think they are better than. This is something that is very common. So that's this notion of superiority feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. I am better than others. I am more worthy than others. Others should be looking up to or worshiping me. Yes, that sounds relatively weird or strange, but that's not something unusual for people with higher ego power to be thinking. And also that others should be thankful I'm in their presence. People with higher ego power often think that others owe me some sort of gratitude, appreciation, acknowledgement, thankfulness, because I happen to be with them. When your higher ego power is healing, you begin to realize that you're no greater or lesser than others, and that we are all equal. But until then, when you're thinking that you're superior to others and all of the other things I've shared with you, That's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to talk about one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is that failure and losing are unacceptable. Something I kind of talked about before with the symptoms, but people with higher ego power believe that losing and failure are not options. They are unacceptable, and that's because of the sense of losing control, losing power, losing influence that comes from losing. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. These are the kind of thoughts that start to take place. Some include, people will look down on me for failing or being a loser. And many people aren't really paying attention to them, but they think they are. And so they're going to be looking down on me. Also, they have the thought that I can gain nothing from failing and losing. The idea that there's nothing to be learned from failing and losing, when in fact, there's often a lot more to be learned from those experiences. But that's not something that works for people with higher ego power. Also, the notion or thought that failure will weaken me or can only weaken me. So as I said earlier, you can't learn anything. I don't think I can learn anything from losing. And also the idea that I can never lose or fail. They kind of lock themselves into this faulty belief that I can never let that happen. I can never lose or fail. So when your higher ego power is healing, you begin to realize that failing and losing can serve as important life lessons that can lead to greater success. But until then, when you're thinking that failure and losing are unacceptable and all of the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We are coming up on our next break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. During this last part of today's program, we'll be looking at ego insights as well as ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. When higher ego power is at work to impact our achievement, our ability to serve others, ourselves, and God, as well as to experience a sense of meaning and purpose to our life. Next, I want to share with you some specific ego insights connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty achieving with your abilities, recognizing your service, and coming to know your life's purpose. These are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness, particularly if you're experiencing higher ego power, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to these difficulties. And here is the first one. your higher ego power voice or energy, is leading to you to believe that achievement and success are the most important aspects of your life. And it's often leading you to a simplified approach built upon career and financial success that I mentioned earlier. It's often leading you away from recognizing the importance of service that goes beyond serving you. Achievement and success are important because they feed your intense needs for empowerment. That's the center point of your life, achievement and success, and the connection to your experiencing that sense of empowerment. And your achievement and success are reinforcing the sense of surviving well, which is what ego is intended to help us with, our ability to survive, just like the brain and the heart does. The ego is actually doing its job, except when the energy is imbalanced, we get caught up in some distorted and unhealthy ways of living, if we want to call it that. But when you awaken and you are more ego conscious of yourself, particularly your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight, your higher ego power voice, is leading you to engage in unhealthy comparisons between yourself and others. And these often involve, again, the focus on achievement and success. You use these comparisons to judge yourself and to judge others. And often you judge others in unhealthy ways as a way of disempowering them and empowering yourself. And it's leading you to use these harmful comparisons in a way to further empower yourself, as I just said. And the more often you engage in these destructive comparisons, the more empowered you feel. So it's as if the more I do it, the more consistently I do it, the greater the sense of power that you experience, which is a pretty strong need you have. You also fail to engage in healthy and truth-based comparisons because they make you feel weaker. So the ability to acknowledge, support others in their successes and their achievement in their accomplishments is something that's very difficult because you feel disempowered when you're doing that. And you also enjoy others making unhealthy comparisons on your behalf. So if you happen to have friends who are comparing you to others and they're finding their way to denigrating, putting others down when they are compared to you. A lot of times these are just sycophants, but you don't know that. But you enjoy them in some ways empowering you by their willingness to attack others, to negatively comment on the abilities and the skills and the performances of others in reference or comparison to your own. So when you awaken and you are more ego conscious of yourself and your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We go on to our next symptom. The next insight. Your higher ego power voice is leading you to believe that your achievement and success matters as much to others as it does to you. This is something I talked about earlier, that this energy is really feeding into the idea that you matter more than anything. You matter more to yourself. You matter more to other people. And so it's contributing to narcissism and egocentrism that has you believing that you're the center of everyone's universe. It's not just you who are the center of your psychological universe, but that everybody else is doing that also. It's leading you to be blind to the goals and aspirations people may have for their life. You don't pay attention to, you don't think it's that important, you don't care about what people are doing with their life and what they're making an effort to accomplish in their life. That has no meaning for you. And so it's leading you to think about the lives of others as meaningless. They have no meaning to you, these other people, and their skills and their abilities and their aspirations and their dreams. They mean little, if anything, to you. And it's often leading you to think their sense of meaning and purpose comes through you. It's as if by other people attaching themselves to you, that they can somehow experience a sense of meaning and purpose that comes forth from being connected to you. As you can see, that's a pretty narcissistic and egocentric thing that people with higher ego power often get caught up in. When you awaken and are more ego conscious of yourself and, again, your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight, your higher ego power voice is leading you to believe that any means are necessary are justified if they will lead to your success. So it's feeding into expanding the boundaries of what you're willing to do, to achieve, to succeed, to win. It's making illegal, immoral, unethical, unhealthy options all things that you can put on the table if they will serve the ends of empowering you. And it can often blind you to the exploitation, the abuse, the manipulation that's taking place, or at least weaken your perception of it because empowerment overrules those thoughts and considerations. For you to think more about them, to consider them, would be in some respects disempowering. And also it's helping you to hide all of what's going on, or at least, as I said, minimizing it. So you're keeping your distance from it so that you can retain your sense of needed empowerment. When you awaken and are more ego conscious of yourself, and again, your higher ego power, you'll be able to see all of this and realize it. Got one more insight that I want to share with you. Your higher ego power is undermining your sense of purpose and meaning due to the inability to see the absence of service to others, yourself, and God that is taking place. Higher ego power is causing a disconnection between the use of your abilities, the service they are and can render to others, yourself, and God, and the ultimate sense of meaning and purpose you can experience in your life. It's entrapping you in an absent sense of purpose and meaning due to the disconnection of over-empowerment. Over-empowerment has led to your building a wall from being of service to yourself, others, and God, because that service has experienced a sense of weakening and disempowering yourself. And when you awaken and are more ego conscious of yourself and your ego, higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it's coming to achieve with our potential, offering service to others as well as ourselves and God, and coming to know our life's purpose. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when ego is getting in the way of achieving with our potential, offering service, and coming to know our life's purpose. And each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And so here are some examples of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness for those with higher ego power. And we'll start with being the love God is. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and coming to know their life's purpose when they are failing to embrace their talents and abilities with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve using your talents and abilities in ways that are only intended to serve your needs for empowerment. When your higher power affects the conditions under which you're willing to use your potentials in the service of others and yourself, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards those God-given abilities. And when your higher ego power weakens your embrace of the service and the purpose for which the talents and abilities have been given to you, you're not being the connective love God is toward those talents. When your higher ego power is burdening you with misusing your talents and abilities to promote your over-empowerment, you're not being the unburdened love God is toward those God-given abilities. And also, when your higher ego power is limiting the use of your potential to your own interests and needs, and not to serve others, you're not being the unlimited love God is towards the talents you have been given. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the talents they have been given by using them as a means to seeing themselves as greater and more than others. Your divinity involves honoring and respecting all of the gifts you and others have been given, regardless of the successes and failures all have encountered along their journey. When your higher ego power is leading you to dishonor and disrespect your talents and potential with celebration as if they place you above others, you're not being the life God is toward the gifts that you've been given. And when your higher ego power is leading to your being consumed with only knowing success and achievement in the use of your gifts, you're not being the life God is towards those gifts. And when your higher ego power is leading you to disrespectfully attack others with disparaging thoughts about their talents and abilities, you're not being the life God is toward those gifts. And when your higher ego power is leading you to unhealthily compare yourself with the talents and performances of others, you're not being the life God is toward those abilities and performances. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to welcome the use of their talents and abilities within the service they are to offer to themselves, others, and God. A fulfillment of human and divine truth within your purpose of serving others, yourself, and God. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you are willing to embrace and use your talents in what will ultimately be of service to others, yourself, and God. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for embracing and nourishing your talents in whatever service can be rendered. When higher ego power is keeping you at a distance from the recognition and use of your talents in the service of others, yourself, and God, you're not being the energy God is towards your talents. And when higher ego power is leading you to misuse your talents and service they can offer to yourself and others as well as God, you're not being the energy God is towards your abilities. And when your higher ego power is leading you to unhealthy and unneeded comparisons to others that affect the use of your talents and a service to others, you're not being the energy God is toward the gifts that all have been given. And when your higher ego power is leading you to impose your influence on what talents should and shouldn't be used and service offered by others, you're not being the energy God is toward those talents. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego power and difficulty achieving your life's purpose, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine, and if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.